I don't really think about consequences and stuff until after the fact. And then once it's done, it's just like, oh shit, I could have died, or oh shit, I could have, this could have happened. But like, I'm so focused on what I'm doing while I'm doing it that I have no time to think of like anything else but how to do this properly.
Today on the show, we are joined with social media superstar and tattoo record holder, Funky Mataz, around captivating people on the internet with his hilarious stunts and pranks. Our man Funky has one of the most famous back tattoos of all time, covered in hundreds of celebrity signatures from Will Smith, Floyd Mayweather, Michael J. Fox, Tony Hawk, and much more. Funky also has other world records that you're going to hear about in this episode, such as being the first man to be tattooed by a monkey, getting tattoos in other strange situations. He's also joining us today to let us know about his new docuseries that is currently in the works, titled Why, where he'll be diving into unexplored and controversial topics, seeking hidden truths, testing boundaries, and doing it in his own very way. And even he says, this show is probably going to get him in a lot of trouble. And also, speaking of the show, you can be a part of this show via the fan and crowdfunding they have going on through our friends at Mogul Productions. You got so many cool incentives, such as getting your name tattooed on Funky and many other ways that just gets you right involved with the show. Seems like a good time. And for more information on that, you can go to mogulproductions.com. And yeah, this was a fun talk. Funky is full of crazy and hilarious stories. And yeah, let's get into it right now.
Funky.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, what's happening? Good morning.
Yeah, man. Good morning to you too. Where are you at, dude?
I'm in Toronto right now.
Nice, where the cold is.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, it's starting to leave right now, finally. I don't know. We have like winter till like June now. I don't know if it's like
fucking but starting to leave for you guys is the equivalent for us as fucking a penguin's clitoris.
Yeah, that's facts, man. Lots of my friends come here from like LA and they forget to bring a jacket on the plane and then they're just like fucked. It's crazy.
I mean, LA has some cold weather too, dude, but like I'm from Miami, so this is like Satan's ass.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're comfy today. That makes me happy, you know. That's cool.
Man, why not, dude? Interview in bed.
Yeah, I should have been in bed too. You know, we could have had like an online little cuddle going on.
Oh, that'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah,
maybe cyber cuddle.
Next time. But yeah, I just want to say, like, just kind of, I just know you from this evolved version of you, your online presence, the world records, the tattoo almost like being done, the full back thing. And I was just thinking, I kind of just want to know, like, what was like the beginning stages, you think, of you just kind of captivating people by like just presenting your authentic personality and just kind of getting yourself out there?
You know, I think it just comes from when I was little. I don't know, man. I'm an only child, and I always loved the attention. But then, like, as I started maturing and stuff, I kind of like wanted to transform. I always love attention, but I wanted to transform that attention and redirect it somewhere else so that people can treat themselves better or others better. So like, yeah, I would try and captivate people with like crazy stunts and stuff and then like redirect them in a way where it's just like every once in a while I'll post a video of like going out and feeding homeless people or giving them clothes or doing some random acts of charity or something. And then like some people just question themselves, like, who the hell is this dude? He's jumping off of buildings and getting all these crazy tattoos and stuff, but then he goes out and he feeds homeless people. I don't get it. And then that kind of like just, I feel like implants a little seed in their brains of like, yo, wait, there's more to life than just like someone can be dual things. It's not like society is just kind of creating these robots and I want to fucking end that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I love like kind of just that way, like you captivate the attention. It's like you do something wild maybe we're scrolling on our phone and you're like, what the fuck is this? And then you look, and then like maybe later on in the video, you're again, like you said, you're feeding the homeless or got like a soulful message, a part of it too. And I think that's so cool, especially like in this day and age where there's just so much shit getting blasted at you. It's like you're
Yeah,
kind of
man.
like the perfect guy to like grab the attention, but hey, look
Right.
over here. This is what's
I
going
want to
on
be
too.
that bridge between like people that aren't awake and then people that are awake. And I want to like bridge those two communities and like show that there's more to life than just what's being, pushed by the agenda.
Another thing I kind of love about your spirit too. I grew up in the era of Jackass and Viva La Bam and
Yeah.
all that kind of shit. And I kind of get that from your soul when I'm watching you like get a tattoo from a monkey or like skydiving and
Dude,
stuff like
I'm
that.
friends with some of the guys from Jackass. Like Steve-O tattooed me. I know, like, I'm kind of close to Brandon Novak. He's a really close friend of mine.
Cool.
And the dude showered in my house and everything. Like, we went out once and he tattooed me while riding a motorcycle. I'm like driving the motorcycle. He's on the back tattooing me and stuff. Like, Brandon's great, man. That guy has evolved as well. He's gone from like a complete maniac drug addict to like a recovering drug addict helping other drug addicts. It's amazing, dude.
Oh,
He
that's
introduced
amazing
me
to
to
hear.
BAM. Yeah, dude. Like all my most of my inspirational characters or people are doing really well, dude.
Yeah, that's great to hear too. And even I think it's cool too, because like their era, they were like kind of relying on MTV to kind of show their stuff, or like cable or just online videos, like the Napsters and stuff, all the sharing. But you're doing it in a way where you're using all like modern like social media. But again, like it still has that same spirit, but it's just presented in a way that's just like
In a
for
new,
our
fresh way.
brains. Yeah, it's so cool. Even I'm gonna get into your series that's gonna be coming out, but even before that, I want to say, like, do you feel like just being your authentic self and just kind of putting yourself out there in this certain way, you feel like in a way when you look at other people and how they're living their lives, that you kind of broke the matrix in a way and just kind of broke some boundaries and just being
I don't
able
know.
to.
You know what I think it was? It's just like I drained myself, like I burnt myself out doing this shit that like so Instagram and TikTok and all this stuff is just promoting like really kind of shit videos, like all these stupid dance videos and stuff, which I mean, like I'm sure there's some sort of funness to it or whatever, but then there's nothing like that will make you evolve as a human in that, I don't think. So I burnt myself out doing all these, not dance videos, but like stupid shit that Instagram was pushing. And then like I got to a point where it was just like, what, this isn't fulfilling me anymore. I need to do something else, dude. Since I'm not like into drugs or anything, I decided to actually pursue a different path where it will fulfill me. And I guess that's where it came from, dude. I don't know. From draining myself and like, yo, I achieved everything that I wanted to achieve in this space. What's next? There has to be a next, dude. And if there's not next, I'll just create it. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And again, like I could see like somebody like seeing you on the surface and just being like, yo, this guy's fucking crazy. But also it's cool to hear you kind of like break down
I
like
love
this.
that, dude, because
Yeah.
it's a filter for like people that get close to me. Like if someone is that closed-minded that says, oh, this guy's an idiot, he got tattooed by a monkey, I don't want to have a conversation with you anyway. So like it's kind of like a filter. But if there's someone that questions it and says, yo, this guy's a maniac, he got tattooed by a monkey, but why? Like he doesn't, like let me investigate more. Those are the type of people that I want to get to know, dude. People that are open-minded.
Yeah. And you said the word why. That is going to be the name of the series coming out. And I think what's even cool, from what I heard from our friends at Mogul Productions, that it's also going to have like some crowdfunding where people can kind of be a part of it, like have their name on you and stuff like that.
Yeah,
But
dude, I teamed up with Mogul Productions, who has funded a few really cool projects and stuff. And yeah, the incentives here are Fire, dude. So some people, like, depending on what you're putting in, you're gonna get some really nice stuff. So like one of the things is you can come be on the docuseries with me for an episode, or help me finish writing an episode, or so I don't know, for new people that are watching this that don't really know who I am yet, I broke the world record for most signatures tattooed on one's back. I've worked with like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Tony Hawk, Jackie Chan, Will Smith. And one of the incentives is signing my back, tattooing my back with your signature, and being part of a world record with a lot of A-list celebrities. Let me see if I can. Can you guys see that a
Yeah,
little bit here?
boom. Oh man, crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah, so I didn't even mention all of the incentives, but some of those incentives are really, really, really fire, and I'm really excited to meet like some of these people.
Yeah, definitely. And in my outro of the show, I do like a different recording, and I'm gonna let people know where they can go check that out and see all the incentives and like even how to contribute
It's
and
pretty
possibly.
simple. It's just basically all on my OnlyFans.
Yeah. Let's
No, I'm
go.
kidding. It's probably on mogulproductions.com.
Awesome, awesome. And even like it's so cool, like the back tattoo itself, like just like all the different celebs names and all the people you get to meet, and even having that tattoo, the more you get to meet, having this excuse of being like, hey, I got this world record, you want to be a part of it? Do you feel like that kind of helps you like just segue meeting a lot of your heroes?
Well, yeah, dude, like in the beginning, like one of the first big people that signed my back was Tony Hawk. And
Damn.
he like I wasn't even halfway full as I am right now with the signatures, with the back piece and stuff. And I kind of like I told him about it, and we met in person, and then he didn't really understand what I was doing, but he like we kind of clicked in an energy way, 'cause you know, I'm fucking, he's one of my heroes also, dude. You know, like he's one of the people that inspired me to live the life that I live. And we kind of clicked instantly, and he's like, I don't understand what you're doing, but you know what, I'm in, let's do it. And the first tattoo Tony Hawk ever did, I'm carrying on my back on a daily basis. And it was really cool because his son Riley Hawk was tattooing at the time. I don't know if he still tattoos, but he got into tattooing and stuff, and he was there also. So Tony Hawk's tattooing me, and then Riley is telling him, "No, dude, you gotta stretch the skin, do this." And so he's kind of like coaching him how to do it and stuff. It was really, really, really cool, dude.
Yeah, that's
And then
badass
he
too.
tattooed me.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and just like scrolling through your Insta too, I saw that you met one of your childhood crushes, Tara Reid, and also like I think we're around the same age because I'm like that's super cool too, and like getting like her to like even do it, and like there's just so many. It's like
Yeah,
almost like
there's a lot.
impossible for like me to like list out from the Jackie Chans, and I kind of do want to know about the Michael J. Fox one though, like in how that went down.
Yeah, dude. That was at Comic-Con sort of thing, right? And it was I don't remember exact, that was years ago, dude. I don't remember exactly how I got in with the whole cast, but I got in with the whole cast, and then I pitched them the idea, and all of them, well, I mean the main people, it was Michael J. Fox, and then Christopher Lloyd signed at the same convention. But a few conventions before, I had met Tom Wilson, who plays Biff. And he signed, and then I wasn't able to meet the rest of the cast that event. So it was kind of easier for me to move in this second event with them, 'cause Tom Wilson had signed. I was like, hey, look, Tom Wilson's part of this. I want you guys to be a part of this and finish the whole Back to the Future cast be on my back and stuff. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. So Christopher Lloyd signed first. And then Michael J. Fox signed as well. And to be honest, man, Michael signed, like, yeah, he has Parkinson's, but he did a fire job. It's pretty clean, dude, to be honest.
Oh, nice. That's good for him, man.
Yeah.
Is there any celebrities you asked and they weren't fucking with it? They're just like, no, I'm not
Yeah,
bringing it
man.
there.
But it's not that common. I'm usually more like I've turned down more people than people have turned me down. And the only one that comes to mind right now is Anthony Kiedis, the singer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't know why. He just doesn't like to interact with people, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've given him the like, so we met once, right, at after a concert, and Flea signed and Chad signed, and he came out. It was at the hotel, right? And he came out for a second. We talked for a bit, and he just like, I was like, hey, dude, can you and sign my bag? And this, like, I kind of pitched him the idea really quick, and he's like, nah, I can't condone that. Sorry, nah. And like, it was 2 in the morning and he was with his son. It was like right after the concert or whatever. It's after 2 in the morning, 2:30, 2:32 in the morning. And I was just like, yeah, you know what? He's with his son. His son was 5 at the time, I think. And they're probably tired. I'm just gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. And then years later, we met up again at a hotel in South Beach. I think it was the Faena. And I filmed a music video with the Red Hot Chili Peppers years ago, more than 10 years ago. I think it was
Oh,
Tell Me
sick.
Baby was the name. And
Oh, no
I
way.
wore, yeah, I'm in that video with diapers. And I brought the diapers from the video for them to sign because I wanted to donate it to the Hard Rock Hotel and the Hard Rock Cafe, or the Hard Rock Hotel here in Fort Lauderdale. And Lee signed it, Chad signed it. But again, fucking
Yeah, he's
Anthony's
like,
just like,
no.
hey, Anthony, do you want to? No, so fucking just walk past me again. I don't know what it is. He just doesn't like interacting with people, dude.
Yeah, and now that I think of it, I don't really see much interviews with him too. You know, it's like usually like a once in a blue moon, once every 10 years he'll pop up on like a Howard Stern or something. But yeah, that's
Yeah.
very true. Yeah, he's probably just like very like wants to just keep to himself and everything. But yeah, it's such like a cool like thing you got going on too, especially it being a world record as well. Like, and I do love how like you've done other world records, like with like you mentioned the motorcycle. I've seen one with you on like a horse,
Yeah.
skydiving. Is there any one of those like things, or like even maybe one I didn't mention that kind of made you nervous and freak out? Like, I don't know if like
No,
I'm
none of
gonna
them
do
really made me nervous because I have a it's a problem, but I see it as a blessing also. Like I don't really think about consequences and stuff until after the fact. And then once it's done, it's just like, oh shit, I could have died, or oh shit, I could have this could have happened. But like, I'm so focused on what I'm doing while I'm doing it that I have no time to think of like anything else but how to do this properly and perfectly. So, I mean, yeah, you mentioned the skydiving one. I got tattooed while riding a horse. The first person to ever get tattooed while riding a horse. The first person to get tattooed while riding a motorcycle. The first person to ever get tattooed by a monkey. I don't think
It's
you mentioned that one, but
amazing.
yeah,
Yeah,
the
everybody's got to
monkey.
watch that one.
The only things that like kind of mess with me a little or kind of not scare me but like kind of have me on like spidey sense mode all the time is when someone else is doing a tattoo on me and I'm like I don't want them to go over any other names or like that I don't want them to go too big or it's their first time tattooing like Floyd Mayweather for example he had never tattooed before and he tattooed me for the first time and did it pretty big. He didn't go over any names, but he did it pretty big, which was I prefer that than going over any other names and stuff. But then like Eli Roth, for example, he's I don't know if you've seen Inglourious Basterds. He's the guy that hits the other dude in the head with a bat.
Oh, the Bear Jew or whatever? Or is that his name? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so he tattooed me as well, and he a little bit went over Flea's name and I mean, it's not a big deal, but like,
Yeah, and I can imagine like right now you're being like a little more picky because you're running out of room in
completely,
a
man.
way.
I
Hell
gotta
yeah.
go to the butt cheeks next, dude,
Yeah.
when I run out.
So you're going past the back. You're just gonna keep going. Is that like kind of
No,
like
no,
the
no, no,
plan
no.
or
I'm
no?
sticking only to the back, dude.
Okay, cool. And even just kind of circling back to your show, why I love like just kind of seeing a little bit of like the press release and the breakdown of these different episode ideas and everything. Because again, we're
I'm
talking
probably
about
gonna
like.
get in some trouble, dude.
Yeah, I love it. Let's go. But again, it's cool that you're just kind of diving in and just almost like questioning everything. And I also think it's awesome that somebody like with like your spirit is kind of doing is kind of like leading that, you know? 'Cause like alongside of like kind of being a docu-series where people can get educated too. I also just got a feeling you're going to be doing some crazy shit along the way, but who knows what that would be, you know?
Oh
It's
yeah,
just kind of.
yes. I like improvising. So yeah, that's mostly my nature, just improvising and stuff and just going with the flow of everything. So yeah, I'm sure like the core ideas for the episodes are there, but I'm sure some off script stuff will happen that will get me into some trouble, which I like trouble.
Yeah, well, that's really exciting too. And even I was just thinking too, if somebody's like watching this and they're almost like so, like the whole like show, like the idea is like kind of like questioning conformity and stuff like that. But if somebody's like watching this who's like an overthinker and maybe suppressed about like what others think and like kind of stifling their own personality, but knows there's more to them, would you have like any like advice that you could give or just like some words?
Yeah, stop fucking crying about everything. Like, dude, of course, a lot of people that will watch this are for sure 103% sure gonna get offended by something. But to be honest, I don't care. Like, there's people are different, and that's the beauty of life, dude. I think that these past generations have been being raised kind of like as a crystal kind of generation, that anything offends them, everything, oh my God, I'm so entitled to this. I'm shut up, dude. Everyone's different. Shut up. Enjoy life. Enjoy the difference of people and like just live your life, dude. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm just pointing out things that are, and people are getting offended just by me pointing out things that are, which is the actual problem. I don't care that people are trans, dude. Do whatever the fuck you want with your life. It's not natural. You can't be like expecting others to call you a specific thing if you're not that specific thing. I can tell you, hey, I identify as your daddy, and every time you see me, you have to call me your daddy. You're not gonna fucking want to do that, dude. So like, dude, I mean, like, I respect that you do what you want to do and go for it, dude. If that makes you happy, do exactly whatever the fuck makes you happy. But you can't expect me to do or call you specific things. I don't mind doing it, but I'm just saying, like, if I mess up, because I'm seeing you as what you actually are, can't get angry, dude.
Yeah, don't be offended type of
I don't
thing.
know, man. I just want love for everyone, but then there's a fine line that people are confused right now in, is my opinion. And I'm just trying to get clarity on all of that and give the world my point of view.
And it's like you're just living your authentic self, and I think that's bringing you blessings, in my opinion. And I'm a strong believer of like kind of like the energy you put out is like the energy you get back. And would you say that's something that's like coincides with you of how you've been projecting yourself on social media and getting all these blessings from meeting all your heroes to even getting a television show and all that and everything?
Well, sorry, can repeat that question,
Yeah, so
please.
I kind of went down a rabbit hole, but do you believe like kind of like in life, if the type of energy you put out is the stuff that you receive in a way.
Yeah, 100%, dude. That's how the
Yeah.
universe works. It's not like I believe it. I've lived it so many times. I just find it to be true. Like, if you're nice to someone, I mean, if you're nice to a million people, most of those people are going to be nice back to you, man. I don't know. That's just what, like, from me doing it so much, that's what I've learned. That's how life is, man. You're nice, you get niceness. You're an asshole, you get assholes. I don't know.
Yeah, and just I guess like beyond, or like as a final question, beyond the show coming out sometime, what are you up to? I feel like you're a guy who's just like
I'm just naked
always
in my bed,
moving.
man.
Yeah. You got any like other plans like this week of like more like tattoos or like just
Yeah,
adventures
actually,
or?
in a bit, I have an event at the Adrian Arts Center here in Miami. I think we're meeting up with Tom Middleton.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, and yeah, I just
Middleton, right? Low key. Middleton or Middleton? Middleton.
Yeah, I just like I'm like
Weird
blanking on
last
it too,
names.
but yeah, Loki, right? We can call him
Yeah.
Loki, I think. Yeah.
Yeah,
No, that's
Loki's easier. Loki, yeah, we're meeting up with Loki, I think, later. Tomorrow I have another like private screening for a movie. I forget the name. I'll have to check, but
Is it
yeah, I've been
Civil
nonstop
War?
these.
It's
No,
like,
it's not
oh.
for Marvel. It's a different movie. So
Okay.
he's today is just an award show that we're going to, and then tomorrow is a screening, and I don't know what the screening is for. But yeah, and yesterday I had another screening for the movie Abigail, which comes out on April 19th. It was pretty fire, dude. It's not
Yeah.
like an average scary movie. It's a pretty cool movie, dude.
I actually got invited to a screening of that like next week as well too. So I'm excited to see that. There's a little vampire
Cool.
ballerina type of shit.
Yeah. Very bloody, man. I love it.
Oh, good to hear. Now I'm extra excited, but
Yeah.
yeah, Funky, like thank you for your time and everything. It's cool to kind of pick your brain and kind of get your origin story. And again, I just want to say like I love your spirit, and we're going to continue to share like clips of this interview as the series unfolds and stuff like that, and just kind of get the word out and everything.
Thanks, brother. Before we go, I just want to show you my nipple. All
Ah,
right,
thank
that's
you.
enough. If you
That's
guys want to see the rest, subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Yeah. Have a great day, brother.
You too, my man. Have a good one.
Hope you enjoyed that talk with Funky. What a crazy guy. So fun to meet individuals like him and have these type of conversations on the show. Like we mentioned, if you want to be part of his new docu-series, why? You can go to mogulproductions.com. And I believe under the projects they have, you can get further details on all the incentives and how you can contribute. And speaking of contributing, we can't leave without thanking all you legends on our Patreon page supporting the Creative Imbalance. And first up, the biggest thanks to Mike Carniello of the Testing with Mike YouTube channel. If you're into electronics, how they work, and most importantly, how to fix them, check out Testing with Mike on YouTube. Another big thanks to Amanda McKnight of Top 10 Nerd. Beyond being the host of Top 10 Nerd, talking to a million subscribers, Amanda has her very own YouTube channel that celebrates comic books, video games, movies, and all things nerdy. Just type in Amanda McKnight on YouTube. Another big thanks to the lovely Jenny Potter, the legendary Devin McBride, back-to-back double impact Allens, the number one gent Alan Kent, and big wig Alan Briggs, our favorite soul singer Saber, and last but not least, Francis Coffer, aka my mom. If you want to shout out at the end of these episodes and also get these episodes early, raw, uncut, right when I'm done the Zoom call, I just post them. You can go to patreon.com/thecreativeimbalance and beyond, having my forever thanks. You could just go to bed at night and sleep soundly, knowing you're a badass motherfucker who supports raw, uncut, independent media, and nobody can take that away from you. You hear me? With that being said, we got some amazing episodes around the corner. Oh my God. Yesterday, I just talked to a legend. I'm biting my tongue. If you're on the Patreon, you know who that is. But yeah, stay tuned for more. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe. If you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, or any of your favorite listening apps, be sure to follow, and we'll catch you next time. Cheers.